Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show. Let's say it's a beautiful sunny day, 83 degrees, and we're in winter. And it's not cold outside, it's sunny, it's beautiful, but my lips know it. I guess the body's smart like that. I'm not glad about that smart, but I'm happy for the pain. Let it convert more sinners.
Yep.
And so guys, please join us. This is going to be a very interesting show. It's pro-women. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it's awesome.
Well, Bobby wants to say hello.
No, Bobby doesn't want to say hello.
Bobby loves saying hello. Don't let him fool you.
No, but if I say hello, I'm going to skip the shot to you when it starts the show. Okay, real quick.
Hi
and bye. Stay with us.
We're back.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Come on. You can do it. Well, you know, this other guy that I saw.
It just ain't the same. Always new change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love, the love.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Okay.
We're back. Good afternoon, guys. We're back again. Our show is available live on our radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available on 35 stations in more than 11 states, and live on social media, and soon after the show, any podcast player. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have speakers in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information. Knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. Life can always be challenging, but always know there's someone who cares. If no one at all, at least God does. The song we played earlier was Where is the Love by Black Eyed Peas. And here's my take. We can sometimes feel strange when life suddenly changes and it seems that down is up and up is down. Where we once felt secure, now we struggle to smile instead of frown. If peace and love should prevail, how is it that there's days that are difficult to exhale? Have we compromised our values, taken the easier route, and settled for less? Or are we willing to suffer with devotion to God, move forward, and profess love nonetheless? It was shocking how our eyes were open, but we still focus on love, just because we are God's children and we receive instructions from above. More than words, we need to walk the walk. Follow Jesus always, For when life has us discouraged, only God removes that block. Father, Father, help us. We've been humbled and find there's only hope in you. Where is the love we ask ourselves? Confident you'll provide it and grateful that our faith will get us through. And today's guest is Tamara Norwood, all the way from Australia, the business creatress. After 15 years of event and project management in the personal and business development industry, she witnessed over 1,000 speakers and hundreds of events. With a fascination for what makes a business really work and gain momentum, she has divided into the energetics of a business, harnessing her natural gifts to see the ideal business strategy. She's the business medium, where the real insights into success of your business come practically and strategically flowing through. Tamara, thank you for being on the show. You are now live.
Thank you for having me. Nice. Great pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Tamara, you're a very interesting person, and we're going to go into your life and how you were able to make it, beating the odds. It's an amazing story. But let's first start with that you are hosting an interesting and helpful event, Secrets of Powerhouse Entrepreneurs. What is its purpose, and how can people look into it?
Yeah. So the Powerhouse Entrepreneurs it came from my own curiosity about what really creates momentum and movement inside of a business. I think so many entrepreneurs at the moment are stuck at home due to COVID and, you know, this kind of bit of crisis that the world is in at the moment. They're stuck at home either wondering how to start a business or how to connect with more people, how to really create momentum, create an impact with their business. And so it came from my own, you know, I live in a very small town in Queensland, and I don't have networking meetings to go to. I don't have, you know, also there was lockdown, so nobody had networking meetings to go to. And so I really looked at the entrepreneurs that were thriving in that time, and there was a common thread. And so I did my own, you know, I did my own research there, and then decided to go a little deeper and really talk to each, to a bunch of entrepreneurs. So I put together 20 entrepreneurs and asked them a series of questions around how they created their movement momentum, or how they help others create movement and momentum inside of their business. And yeah, it's really been an incredible experience. Today is day 17, so I've got 2 more days, and then I'm going to reveal what I call the powerhouse formula. And the powerhouse is like how to bring that life force energy, that, you know, real momentum of God inside of your business is what I feel it is. So it's been an amazing journey, but the formula has really come together. There's been this really beautiful common thread throughout. And it's amazing to share. It's amazing to experience, but I'm really looking forward to sharing it on day 20.
Well, that's really interesting, and that you dare to do this through such challenging times. Your driving spirit must be an inspiration to many. And so, you know, you talk about a common thread. Now, here you get together all kinds of entrepreneurs to get different ideas so that you can help others. Have you noticed a common thread among their success? Something that they all share in common, even though their stories
absolutely
are different.
I feel like there is, one, they all have a real vision. You know, what is possible and what do they really want to gift to the world. So they have this vision that they are unwavering for. It doesn't matter who they're speaking to. It doesn't matter where they're speaking. They will talk about their vision and what's possible there. they have this total, like, full force commitment. It's not that they'll talk about it in business but then shy away from it in their private life. They talk about it everywhere, and they fully 100% all in, committed to it. And the other really interesting thing that I've noticed is that it doesn't matter who the entrepreneur is, it doesn't matter how successful they are. And I've spoken to some people who have, you know, 500,000 followers and some people who have 500 followers. So it doesn't really matter where they are on the scale and how big they are and what they've achieved. One of my speakers was nominated Global Entrepreneur of the Year. You know, so big, really big, powerful people. He still has fear around things. He still feels the fear and does it anyway, which I think is incredible for all of us to know. It doesn't matter where you're at, doesn't matter what, you know, we're here with survival stories. We've all got some kind of survival story, and it's all these big entrepreneurs have also had it too. And so they've felt that fear and they've done something about it every single day. They've stepped up anyway every single day. And I think that's been a really powerful impact on me. And I know for the students who've been going through it every day with me, they have seen that common thread as well and been really inspired by it. It doesn't matter what your life circumstances is if you just take a little action towards it every single day, you know, you can get there. But if you let that fear get in the way, then you probably won't get there.
So if I get this right, what they share in common is that they're willing to take chances. They're willing to face their fears, and they all share a common devotion for helping others. I hope I got that right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, and well, I think that's what makes a successful person. It's not about your title. So tomorrow.
What's your title?
No.
You're president of our company, right?
I don't know, messenger.
Yeah, no, it's Amy's. Amy's the president of the company, right?
Conversation.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So we'll continue talking about this amazing transformation, how people are willing to take a chance no matter what, despite the fear. Thank God.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your success story in business. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH. The first caller will receive a free book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, by Amy Cabell.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
Look into the mirror, I take the punches that I throw. I'm constantly reminded of all the compromises by the people from the past who have a hard time letting go.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure, with Amy Cabell, or as a podcast. Look for The Cure and Amy on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Old Me by Five Seconds of Summer. Okay, Here we go. This is my take. Life has its highs and lows. Sometimes it feels we're constantly taking the blows. Training, it must be, or there must be something holding us back from being free. Is getting by just enough? How many times do we need to play the role of being tough? Some of us don't believe in giving up, and we realize we have been wrong. We learned from it, made the best out of it, and made our faith strong. To the enemy, we can shut the door and acknowledge we need to do more. The lessons we learned from the past and our mistakes was a small price to pay if it brings us closer to God when we are brought to our knees and pray. The world can never slow us, despite the knocking on the door. God is love and truth. We are His, and it's God that we adore. We are talking to Tamara, who's helping us with advice on success, on successful businesses. But before the break, Tamara, we were talking about this, that you've gotten together entrepreneurs that you really want to help people. And I had a curious question that just popped into my mind. In this group of entrepreneurs, and I know among them are very successful, is there also novices, beginners, that you might be helping start their business or succeed?
So there's a few who are beginners, like the ones that I'm speaking to. They're beginners, but they have a really important message that anyone who's creating a movement needs to know. So their message is powerful, and they support and it help people create a movement. And the ones who are listening are beginners. Yeah. The ones who are listening are probably either just looking at creating a business or have been sitting on their business idea for a long time.
Nice. So you're there for everybody. The experienced one, the successful ones, and the ones that are not successful yet.
And people that can tune in and learn from them. Right? How can people tune in to the summit if it's absolutely not too late?
Yeah, no, it's not too late at all. It's the whole summit's been recorded. So if you want to jump on, it's thebusinesscreatress.com/summit. So it's super easy. Creatress is spelled CREATESS.
Beautiful.
Thebusinesscreatress.com/summit.
Beautiful. I love it. It's just really an amazing thing that you're doing. It's amazing. And,
thank you.
You know, it's something that I just really want to admire you for, because, you know, we all know these are scary times. And we all know that some people have become disillusioned or discouraged. And it's always important to know that there's always hope as long as you're willing to fight. Keep up the good fight.
Yeah.
Tamara, how does somebody know that they're ready, that they have an opportunity? Is there the right opportunity, or do you just have to make it happen?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I feel like there is a little bit of an element of timing, but the timing is never to sit and do nothing. You know, the timing is to start talking to those who are doing it. This is another really common thread, is don't talk to your mom about the business idea or to your brother who works for a corporation about your business idea. Talk to somebody who's making that kind of business happen already. Connect with the people who, like, let's say you've got an idea for an information product.
Okay.
Or a service.
Yes.
Connect to somebody who has your audience but is offering a different service to that audience and talk to them about it. Talk to them about your idea, because they're likely going to say, you know, if you've got a good rapport and there's a great connection there, then they're likely going to say, yeah, I don't mind promoting you to my audience, because that's another value add for them. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just your connections, and it's who you choose to talk to and who you do not choose to talk to about your business. in the beginning phases. So make sure you curate the timing in a way that's in your favor.
So basically target the right audience.
And helpers.
And so that it could be beneficial and productive.
But connect with the right people.
Yes. And for those that are trying to find their purpose, do you think it's important to try to integrate your purpose into what you're doing, something that you feel is worthwhile and will count and will make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I have this really deep feeling that all the world's problems could be solved if everybody just looked inside themselves and discovered what they're actually here for and what gifts they're here to share with the world. And your success leaves clues, right? So if you've been in a certain field for a long time and you're really good at something, that's likely got something to do with your purpose. So long as you're using that gift for the greater good of humanity, then I feel like if you just open up to, even if you just start asking bigger questions, how can I turn my purpose into my business? You know, how can I create a business for my life purpose? Then through asking those questions and through setting those intentions, something will show, right? You know, ask God, ask advice from those who are living a life purpose business already.
Or those who know more than you.
Seek counsel from the right people.
Yes. Those
who are doing it is a big one.
And it's important to be a good listener. I mean, isn't it wonderful once we stop making it about us, but what we can do for others?
Well, not everybody can do that. Absolutely. Some of us are a little bit more selfish.
We can make pretend we know the song, okay? We can play it off.
And in the meantime, we can be kind. So much, Amy. It's like you've taken this trial in your life and you've turned it into something that you can share with the world. And it's such a big and powerful and bold step. But at the same time, as you look back on your life at the end, what would it have been like if you didn't share that?
Well, you know.
It would have been so unfulfilling and it wouldn't have been worth anything. It wouldn't have been for anything. So to get up there and to share it and to be brave and bold and stand out.
You know, I've been through so many things and I say, I can understand so many people. And that's the best part. We will continue speaking with Tamara Norwood about successful strategies despite the odds.
We would love to hear from you. Call us with your question about your business. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever in getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back and thanks for tuning in. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on our website, godisacure.com.
Or in social media too. Like Facebook. What else is social media? Twitter. There you are. All shows are available also as a video podcast. Parler, there you are. Oh, we're live in Parler? Maybe. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell on any podcast.
That was Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs. Unconditional love means the person you love is amazing. There's no wrong they can do. Just mistakes and lessons awaiting. Only the best side we see in the good times is what we're always embracing. Forgiving is easy because of the way that she dances. It can be tough, but it's worth taking chances. The heart is what matters when it's in the right place. Any challenge or duration is irrelevant when love is patient and we walk in God's grace.
Wow, this was nice.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're talking to Tamara Norwood about successful strategies in the business world among the pandemic.
Yeah. There's a pandemic, if anybody hasn't heard it. But anyway, how does women show that they're equal to men in business? What do you think, Tamara? How I personally think that women are much more successful than men, but how do they need to do more work? Do they need to be more like pushy? How does it work?
Assertive.
They
need to be more like women.
Ah, there you are.
There you go.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay.
There's been some really incredible books written about this lately. Lead Like a Woman is one of them. I forget who the author is, but it's such an 80s kind of thing, is to be this, you know, to be this real masculine kind of woman presence, female presence in the workplace. There is natural laws of the universe. You know, it's like the earth has polarity, the universe has polarity. We, as you know, we within inside of us have polarity. Every man has a feminine side and every man has a masculine side, just like every woman has a feminine side and a masculine side. And so I feel like if you go in there with your strength being a woman, then you are respected for being a woman. Or if you go in there with your masculine strength raging, then you're going to be treated like a man. And that is really unsustainable. You know, it's not going to fuel you and feed you and fulfill you in your journey of entrepreneurship if you're doing something that isn't in your natural flow, if you're being somebody who you're not naturally. You know, it's all about being the real and raw and authentic version of you, no one else.
Well, you have to be true to yourself in order to be true to others. So I completely agree with that. I think that we just need to be ourselves because we carry a great strength and we should display it. Tamara, so tell us about intuition. How much weight should we put into intuition when it comes to the business world?
Yeah, well, I believe, you know, I feel it depends on you, you know, it depends on where you're at with your self-awareness. I spend a lot of time in stillness and I spend a lot of time looking at my, you know, my shadow side of things. So there's for me, it's my ego voice or my true self voice, you know, the voice that is connected to God and the universe. And there's a voice that's connected to my ego and perhaps the darkness or the devil or, you know, the ego often reminds me of the devil on my shoulder.
Constantly.
And if you can sit in stillness and become aware of those two voices and really get to know them, then intuition can be incredibly powerful for you inside of your business. If that's not you though, then seeking somebody who is intuitive, although I almost don't like calling myself an intuitive business coach anymore because I feel like there's so many of them out there and I wonder really how intuitive they are. Like I wonder how much time they actually spend clearing this ego voice and really connecting to that truth voice. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt kind of thing, but make sure that if you do seek an intuitive business coach or consultant, that they really practicing what they preach in every element of their day. That's kind of my little word of warning there. But intuition can be a life-changing tool to use in business. It can cut out a lot of trial and error, and it can cut out a lot of, I guess, poor decision-making, which often leads a lot of people with a business that's failing or a team that's failing, an idea or a concept that's failing or not meeting its true potential. Whereas intuition can lead you to sometimes a bumpier road, but it's the road that needs to be taken in order to get to where you're going.
Well, we're slowly learning self-reflection as we're growing. And not all of us know that we have intuition or that we're intuitive. Like, for example, I wasn't intuitive about this radio show. That was my wonderful producer who believed in me. Even at times when you don't believe in yourself, find someone that believes in you, and that will work too. And so,
well, lately you've been very intuitive. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what's happening later.
I don't know what that is. Is that intuition? I guess. Tamara, you say give up on being perfect. I love that. Let the real you shine through. Please expand. I love that. Because a lot of us are very hard on ourselves.
Yeah, cool.
So what do you mean by give up on perfection?
So giving up on being perfect. Yeah. So perfection can lead you to the idea of what you think it should be. And oftentimes it's that ego voice showing you what it's supposed to be. And so so many people set goals like, oh, that person's got something great. I want that. I'm going to set that as a goal. But that person's life purpose or life path or just place that they're at, you know, you are here. And so perfection comes from within, and it comes from looking at inside of you and what really makes you shine and what makes you flourish in this world. What gives you fulfillment, not looking outside of you at what other people have and what you think you should be doing out there in the world. Because what you think you should be doing is what this devil on your shoulder is showing you or telling you to do. Whereas if you connect with God and you connect with the moment, there's really nothing that you should be doing. We are human beings. To be connected with God in the moment is really all that we need to be doing. And so if you can follow that and really be still enough to follow that in your life path, a little, and in your business, then miracles can really happen.
Right. I mean, it's basically discover your strengths and accept if it's not perfect. Though God can make perfection working through us. Because with God, anything's possible. I will never be perfect, but God is.
Well, I
and
thought
He can always use me.
Yeah, you're very right about God, but though, really, and just like a self-reflection. Up to recently, I was thinking I'm perfect.
That's funny.
I think no more.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah.
Samara, so here's a curious question.
Is it our perfection?
Sure. Go ahead.
Sorry. We've got a little delay here. Our perfections really guide us to through our life path. Sorry, our imperfections can guide us through a beautiful life if we let them.
And also, things that we fail at, one door closes, another one opens. You just never give up. Keep at it. As long as you're alive, you have many opportunities.
Wow, true.
But what can you succeed in a business that you have no passion for?
It depends on your definition of success, I guess. So my definition of success isn't, you know, money and power and all those kind of normal world things.
Well, I'm really curious about that, because some of us have a job, that's not our passion. And we'll talk about that when we get back.
Call us 1-866-34-TRUTH if you'd like to tell us your story of success or not success. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
When you're feeling down, you get strong on thoughts left in your head. When you lost hope, soon you will be found.
And The Cure.
Welcome back and thanks for tuning in. We are live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on our radio, our app The Cure, and on social media. Just look for GodIsTheCure.com.
Later the show will be available also as a podcast. Just search for The Cure with Amy Cabell on any podcast channel. Now remember, Amy is with an I and a double E.
How special.
Yep.
The song that just played was Know Your Worth by Khalid and Disclosure.
So the Disclosure is a name or just Disclosure after Khalid?
I just disclosed that the name is Disclosure.
Okay.
Do we know our worth? Is our existence a mistake? It was God, who is omnipotent, that sent his only son to sacrifice his life, despite heaven's cry, only for our sake. By sin we cannot be bound. Thanks to Jesus, it's possible to be found. Just look around. Who's the one who puts us first? Redeems us when we're truly sorry and overlooks the worst. Don't believe the lies. It's not all on your head. Don't lose hope and embrace God's word instead. We can always keep our head up as long as we're alive. Remember that with God, despite the pain, all survivors thrive. We are talking to Tamara Norwood about strategies to succeed in business, even within a pandemic. It's possible.
Yeah, especially when the pandemic will finish.
Tamara, can you give us some practical advices as to what to do daily to be successful? I say start making your bed. Start with making your bed.
Yeah.
And if you make it really good, everything else
goes good.
That's another
great question, Amy.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So how you do one thing is how you do everything. This is something that was taught to me at a really young age. And, you know, just focusing on business sometimes can lead you to feeling quite stuck because it's like a, you know, you've got tunnel vision. But if you look at your whole life, you look at your finances, your relationship, your connection with your children, if you look at how you're showing up in your own space, in your own body, and look at how you're showing up in your, you know, in your house, in your community, in your church, and in your business, and in the relationships and the service that you provide inside of your business, then that's going to give you a really healthy strategy for, that continuum of success. And the problem is that we spend so much time inside of a business or a job that it's hard to keep that balance. So for me, as and I noticed this when I was a single mom, and I worked 10 hours a week, it wasn't quite enough for me to give my business everything it needed. When I worked 20 hours a week, it was this really beautiful balance between being there for my kids and being there for my business and my clients. When I worked 30 hours a week, I really struggled with my children. And I I was kind of going down that rabbit hole inside of my business, and I was, you know, I was getting really inspired and really creative and all those kinds of things, but my personal life wasn't getting the attention that it needed. And so it's really important to find that balance. And we find that balance through being aware and making those mistakes along the way. So don't beat yourself up about it, but really find the balance of what works for you in every area of your life. What feels ultimately fulfilling in every area of your life? You know, and then there's the basics like drinking lots of water and exercising and eating well. So you've got the brain power and the mental focus to be able to channel it into something that is worthwhile. And then on the business level, it's really like, what are your values that you want to share inside of your business? What is really important to you? And make sure you're sharing that value every day. For me, intuition and connection is really important. So I'm always making sure that I share that with, you know, with content or inside of conversations. Sometimes it's not a public forum, but might just be a conversation between my partner and I about my business, or a lesson that I teach to my children. But every day I'm really making sure that I share one of those key values that I have within my business. So know your values and know your balance, and your life plan, I guess, isn't just focused on business. It's about everything.
You say it so beautifully, and you could practically take the words out of my mouth, but you're a woman that really made it against the odds. I understand you're a single mother, and from what I gather, you have multiple children, but yet you were able not to only become successful businesswomen, but help others do so. And that, can you share with us just a little bit about your story, how you did it, to give hope to those of us who feel like we've had a rough start?
Yeah. So for me, my first son was born, and it was a conscious decision not to stay with his father. His father had two children already, and I realized that this was going to be a moment that fully changed me. Really changed me at the core, and I realized that it wasn't going to be that for him, because he'd already had that, you know, he'd already had two chances, and it sort of wasn't there for him. And I felt like what was really important for us was to remain friends. Nice. And to consciously co-parent rather than to be in a relationship because we should, and end up hating each other and creating a toxic environment for our son. And so that scenario, I feel like, was the best in, you know, the best of what I could do at that time. And I feel like it was a really good one because my son's never known any different. You know, he's with me most of the time, and he's with his dad when it flows for, you know, depending on where we're living, right? And so I really struggled as a single mom in that time. And what I realized once he was about three and a half, is that my life purpose is not to be his mother. You know, my life purpose is, although that's an incredibly important role, I find fulfillment and I find purpose with supporting entrepreneurs. So I had to find a way to be, you know, to be his mother and to live my purpose. And so I was just getting back into that when I met a new man, and I felt like he was the man for me. You know, I was just kind of emerging out of this really, this time of self-doubt, and I was really emerging into my power, and I met him, and I felt like he was a really good match for me, And there were, you know, there were some red flags, but love kind of clouded all of that, I guess. And 6 months later, he also shared with me that he wasn't able to have children and, you know, some really interesting things. But 6 months later, I was pregnant and I came to him and I told him, and he was like, oh, you know, it mustn't be mine, and kind of shut it all down, and you've got to have an abortion, and studied that. And I was like, well, okay, well, I'll leave you with that and I'll come back and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Anyway, I got there the next day and he was gone.
Wow.
And I went and spoke to a few other people in my community, and the story of who he really was kind of came into the full picture. So, and he was a total, you know, he was a con artist.
So you've had different challenges, but you've still been a good mother. And I just want to add this one last thing, because we've reached the end of the show. For most of us, our children are our driving force. And for a single mother, I think it's just intensified.
Yep.
But thank you to our wonderful guest, Tamara Norwood. You can check
thank
out her website. Thank you for being with us. Her website is thebusinesscreatress.com. God bless, beautiful. And thank you to our producer today, Beth Ann, the wonderful, sweet, amazing Beth Ann, the truth protector, for being with us, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. Thank you to the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuous guidance, love, and shows, and I must hurry so I can pray. So let's pray. Prayer to do the right thing. Wow, that's important. Yeah. Dear loving God, why is everything so complicated? Am I doing the right thing? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. You are the way, the truth, and the life. May your work sink into my heart and take possession of my soul. Boy, do I need it. Let me place your will for me above all other things. O loving Lord, by Holy Spirit, establish your order inside me, then extend it to the rest of my life. Take control of my life, show me your will, and let me rest in humble obedience.
And that's for all of us too.
In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, and there's a prayer for healing. Father God, many of us need healing. We need healing for past hurts, random physical pains that we allow to waylay my days, and spiritual healing for various reasons. We reach up to you to receive this healing so that I may be whole and that I may be able to then minister to others in a way that brings you fullness of glory. How wonderful to be able to worship you without stain or blemish, to be totally healed. Show others your healing power so that they may also be healed and walk in wholeness. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure. Please check out the podcast. And thanks for being with us. And thanks for 94,000 downloads. Until next week, much peace. Stay safe. Keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.